Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom. All praise, all glory, all honor belong to only one, and that is the true and living Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, the King of the universe, the Savior and the Redeemer of the whole earth. Let everything that have breath praise the true and living Elohim by saying, Hallelujah. Y'all, it is my pleasure, my people, to be on the broadcast, The True Word. My name is Moray Elkanah ben Israel. I'm the spiritual leader and teacher of the House of Israel of Atlanta. And on behalf of the entire House of Israel, we welcome you to The True Word. Because today, my people, we have a power-packed subject to speak on, which is going to be very prevalent to the way we live our life. It's called the fear of man. My people, the fear of man has caused many of our people to serve other gods, to respect men instead of the Creator, to cause their families to be in disarray. And that's why we're in the conditions that we're in today. Because we've, in many cases, in our people as a nation, we fear man more than we fear Yahweh. And we are going to address his words and the things that we have embarked upon today. It's hard to even get our people to see when a day begins because they have feared man. They have respected the words of a man more than Yahweh's words. But before we get into this great subject of the fear of man, and of course, as you can hear, even though I'm a little hoarse today, it never will stop my spirit. So I have to speak what thus said Yahweh when it's in my bones. And I thank him for it. But let's get a song to honor the Creator right now. And it's called Praising Yahweh. And of course, I praise Yahweh for the young brother, Eliah ben Israel, who Yahweh put on his heart to sing this great song, Praising Yahweh.
Yahweh Elohim, must live my life within his law, must live my life in righteousness. I gotta keep all of his testimony, man. Who made the heavens, who made the earth in the sky? For the Sabbath day, that's when I acknowledge my holy sign. Exodus chapter 31:12-17. I do not need to worry, Yahweh will save me when I'm in distress and in trouble. He told me to walk humble, like Eliah the prophet, destroyed for lack of knowledge. Proverbs chapter 3:6, he told me to acknowledge him in all of my ways. We living in these latter days, I gotta put all of my trust in his holy name. I know that Yahweh is king, yeah, he will redeem us out of this hell. We his people, Israel, scattered from one end of the earth, overtook by his curse. I am married to Yah, for the better or worse. Give you earth, give you heavens. Yahweh is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are just. Yahweh is the Elohim of truth. Without him, just and right is he. Praise the Most High, yeah, he is righteous. The habitation of justice, only if you trust his laws and his statutes, precepts and his covenants. Yah sanctuary is full of benevolence, loving all his ways and not eating to the full. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, can you relate? The law is perfect and it converted my soul. The law is right and it is the only way that I will go. Because the holy man is to fear Yahweh Elohim and to keep his commandments. One day there will be a famine. Not prepared no for those words, they hear the words of Yahweh, but they will not get it. And so why is truth committed? Oh Yahweh, thou art my Elohim. I will exalt thee, I will praise thy name, for thou has done wonderful things. Thy counsels are of old, are faithful and true. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, and a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, and a shadow from the heat. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise ye Yahweh. We thank the mighty Yahweh, creator of heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is. The mighty Yahweh who made us and woke us up today so that we would be alive to hear his words, his great laws, his statutes and commandments, and his judgments and his precepts and his testimonies and his ordinances and covenants. Because he gave them to us, because to us they are a matter of life and death. That's why today we're going to be speaking of the fear of man and just how the Most High sees when you fear man. See, the first principle the Creator told us in the book of Psalms. Let's go to Psalms, the 111th division of Psalms. And see what thus said Yahweh. Here's what the Creator said about fear. In Psalms 111, the 10th verse, it says, the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endured forever. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. The fear of Yah is the beginning, not the fear of a creature. For Yahweh is the creator, and we're the creatures. And it looks like people have began to fear the creature rather than the creator. And this is an abomination to the Most High. That's why it says in Psalms, the 112th chapter, the very next chapter, the very next verse, it says in the first verse of Psalms 112, praise ye Yahweh, blessed is the man that feared Yahweh, that delighted greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endured forever. Hallelujah. So the Most High is letting you know, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that when you keep his commandments, you can rest assured when you're faithful to him, to look forward to the wealth and riches to come. To look forward to being blessed with great seed. Because the Most High, His righteousness endures forever, from generation to generation. And in His word, He's promised everlasting life. Oh, yes. Just read Daniel the 12th chapter. Just read Isaiah the 25th chapter. Just read in the book of Hosea, where the Almighty lets us know that He was going to do away with death and victory. Because the Almighty is the Almighty. And He's the one and only one who has the keys to life and death. So why should you fear man? Why would you fear man? Let's go to Proverbs, the 29th chapter of Proverbs, and see what thus said Yahweh. And this has been a great downfall, a great mighty downfall of our people, for trusting in man, for fearing a man. And the Creator lets us know in Proverbs 29, verse 25. It says, fear of man bringeth a snare. Did you see that? But whoso putteth his trust in Yahweh shall be safe. Hallelujah. The fear of man bringeth a snare. And that, if that ain't the truth, I don't know what is. And we've had many people to, instead of fearing the Creator, they rather fear man, thinking that man is the one they need to depend on. Just recently, it was said that so-called Pastor Creflo Dollar here in Atlanta made an abominable statement and said that the Ten Commandments of the Creator have been done away with, that they have no use anymore. And many of his own followers, they're going to follow what his man has said, that you don't have to keep the Ten Commandments no more. But my people, go to Ecclesiastes and turn your Bibles to Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, and you better look at this. Because this, what I'm about to read to you, is a matter of life and death if you fear man, if you trust in man. And many people do. And man will fail you. Man will lie to you in a minute's notice. So you shouldn't fear man. And I got to show you what the Most High said about this, so that maybe we can all understand exactly what the Most High is really trying to say to us. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, let's see what the Almighty said in the 13th verse. It says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. This is the bottom line, the conclusion. Fear Elohim and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Let me read that again in the way I just read it. It says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim. And your Bible says, fear G-O-D. Fear Elohim and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. So in other words, this is the whole duty of man, is to fear Elohim and keep His commandments. So in other words, why would you fear man? And this is the duty of man, is to fear Elohim. Let me say that one more time. Maybe some of our people, maybe they didn't get that. And I pray to Yahweh you get this. Think about it. See, Yahweh said in Proverbs 29, verse 25, as we just read, that the fear of man bringeth a snare. The fear of man bringeth a snare. And that's where a lot of our people are trapped in believing in a man died for their sins. That's why they're trapped in believing that certainly a new day don't begin in the morning. A new day begins, as Jewish people have taught us, that a new day begins in the evening of another day. And it's from evening to evening. And you'll never see that in the word of Yahweh. And many people are trapped because their ministers, their kohens, their rabbis, their pastors and leaders, and you name it, have taught them that a day starts in the evening. And here Yahweh telling us in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. So instead of, as Yah warned us in Proverbs 29, verse 25, that the fear of man bringeth a snare. That means you'll get trapped because you fear man. And so I got to show you Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. Wow. Many people believe in fearing a man, and man's whole duty is to fear Elohim. Figure that. Meditate on that. Pray on that. If that man ain't coming to you with the words of the true and living Elohim, you don't have no business obeying and listening to that man anyway. In Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, and the 7th verse, this is what the Creator said. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Yahweh, and whose hope Yahweh is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the rivers of waters, and that spreadeth out the roots by the river, and shall not see when he cometh. But her leaf shall be green. That means it's going to be healthy. That's what it means to be green. And shall not be careful in the year of drought. Remember them words. And shall not be careful in the year of drought. Neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Then it says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Hallelujah. He said, blessed is the man that trusts in Yahweh and whose hope Yahweh is. But you got to understand, look at the 5th verse. Now, you're blessed if you trust in Yahweh. You're blessed if you fear Yahweh. Now, if you don't fear Yahweh, look what happened. Thus said Yahweh, Jeremiah 17, verse 5, cursed be the man that trusteth in man. And why would you trust in man? Why would you put your trust in a man rather than the creator of man? Why would you put your trust in a man when man's whole duty is to fear Elohim and keep his commandments? Do you understand? You know, many of our people are trust in the fear of the false gods of the nations, which Yahweh warned us. He warned us considerably to never to fear man or their gods. And that's exactly what many of our people have done. Matter of fact, that's what most of the world do. And we're supposed to be special. We're supposed to be different. We're supposed to be set apart and sanctified and not like anyone else. So he didn't make us to be like everybody else. He made us to be a special people unto himself, above all people upon the face of the earth. Above. So above means you're not like them. You don't worship their gods. You don't deal with the things that they deal with. because you are special. You're chosen. You're servant of Yahweh. You're a child of the Most High. And the Almighty told us, cursed be the man that trusts in a man and make it flesh his arm, his shield, his protection, and whose heart departed from Yahweh. For he shall be like a heap in the desert. A heap is a bush, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. So in other words, he's going to be lost in the desert, lost in the wilderness. He won't see when good cometh and won't understand. Because my people, the Almighty has already said that the wicked won't understand. And don't you know you fall right in prey to the wicked when you fear a man and not Yahweh. Furthermore, let's see what the true and living Elohim warned us about in the book of Psalms, the 37th chapter. Psalms 37, he warned us about the wicked. And you need to check this out. This is the pattern of the wicked. Because the wicked makes sure that he keeps up with you. He keeps up with somebody that he thinks got some sense. And this is what Yahweh said in Psalms 37. And there's, you can have no more sense than having the law. You can, there's no more sense and knowledge more powerful and wiser and make a man wise than the laws of Yahweh. So you can get all the education you want, all the doctors and lawyer degrees you want, all the PhDs and the degrees you want. But they couldn't equate nothing to the laws and the knowledge of Elohim. Yahweh said in Psalms 37. Look what it reads when it comes to the wicked in verse 32. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. Let me read that again. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. Hallelujah. And I know this to be the truth. That's what the wicked do. You have the wicked that watch people. That's why hackers watch people on the computer. They're wicked. Because the wicked watches the righteous. He watches your bank accounts. If you leave your computer on the internet too long, you give hackers a chance to tap into your computers and look up your information. They love to watch and prowl on innocent people, just like the police. Instead of them solving major crimes, they watch it, the innocent. A man and a woman just trying to make a living and going to work, and they lurk in the bushes, or they lurk behind a building, or they lurk with their lights off, and they watch innocent people speed through. That's easy to get somebody like that. But you mean you can't even catch a true criminal? And there's plenty of them, real criminals. You have people that do all kind of wicked stuff. They set cameras up to watch women go upstairs and escalators. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. And that's what they do. And especially if you're righteous and you keep the commandments. Because believe it or not, you're the prize. When you got your eyes open and you keeping the laws of Yahweh, you don't realize how much and how precious you are to Yahweh. And they hate it. See, the wicked hate to contend with the righteous. But the righteous is something you need to know about them in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs, the 28th chapter, the first verse. It says, the wicked fleeth when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. The righteous are as bold as a lion. They don't fear man at all, because they're concentrating on the true and living Elohim. Because the Most High lets us know in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, something we need to see. Isaiah chapter 8. If you want to know what we need to be concentrating on as a people, here's what thus said Yahweh. Yah said in the 10th verse, take counsel together, and it shall come to naught. Speak the word, and it shall not stand. For Elohim is with us. For Yahweh spoke thus to me with a strong hand. That means he put a strong hand of mighty power on Isaiah to speak this, and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying, say ye not, a confederacy, a conspiracy, to all them to whom this people shall say a confederacy. It's a conspiracy against the black man. You got to understand, my people. Yahweh said, neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid. No. Understand, this is what the Creator is saying. Sanctify Yahweh, verse 13. Set him apart. Respect him, Yahweh of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. Because don't you know who behind everything that goes on, my people? Ain't no need to fear Satan. Ain't no need to fear the devil, and ain't no such thing as the devil that comes out of the New Testament. Ain't no need to fear man or his gods or his religions. Don't you know? You better fear Elohim. Go to Isaiah, the 45th chapter, and see what thus said Yahweh. This is deep in the 7th verse. Check it out. Yah said, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, Yahweh, do all these things. Hallelujah. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. This is all about Yahweh. This is his world. Don't you know? We should be fearing him and keeping his commandments. That's what this is all about. Nobody else really is Yahweh telling you to fear beyond your own mother and your father and the king. And of course, your king is David. That's right. It's not Obama. Yahweh didn't bring you here to fear Obama. Yahweh didn't bring you here to fear the Ku Klux Klan. Yahweh didn't bring you here to fear any man like that. But Yahweh telling you, let him be your dread, because the evil is coming from him. He uses people to accomplish what he wants. Who you think called the white man to come and get us in the first place? It was Yahweh. So ain't no sense in you saying it's a confederacy, it's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy against the black man. And we better fear and get our guns and our weapons of war, and battle this man and get prepared to get our swords and our guns and our, you name it. No, my people, don't think that way. Yahweh wants you to know what this is really all about. And if you fear man, you think that's what it's all about. And you'll lose out. You lose out. That's why the Most High tell you, don't get trapped in fearing man. He said, let him be your dread. Let him be your fear. Because on Judgment Day, guess who we're going to have to answer to? Yahweh alone. We're going to have to answer to him. So all the other things that you might have had in your mind, you better get them out. Because we got to think about the Almighty. It's the one, he's the one that we need to be concerned about. Him and him alone. Because beside him, there is none else. And he wants you to see that. He wants you to know that. He wants you to understand that. So that's why it's important that we understand that the fear of man, it traps you. And a lot of our people are trapped. Did you know that we couldn't even win certain battles in war because your leaders, they were afraid. They feared man. And the Almighty didn't allow them to win the wars or the battle because they feared man and not him. And the Almighty hates that when you don't respect him, when you put a man over him. He don't like that. For instance, let me show you something in our history, my people. Go to Numbers. Go to Numbers, the 14th chapter. See what I mean. And, of course, we're going to open our phone lines up at approximately 28 minutes. All you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We're going to put your comment or question on the air at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But in the meantime, let's go to Numbers, the 14th chapter, and read your history. Read why our people are like they are today. And you can't tell them, look, ain't no JC. According to the law of Yahweh in Deuteronomy 24, verse 16, Yahweh said, the fathers shall not be put to death for the children, neither shall the children be put to death for the fathers. Every man shall be put to death for his own sins. You could tell them this, and you should tell them, whether they hear or whether they forbear. It's their choice. He gives us a choice. But he gives us the answer to the test. He gives us an open book test and gives us the answers so that we wouldn't fail at all. And I got to show you this real quick. Hold Numbers 14. I know I said that. But I got to show you this real quick. How he gave us the answer to a test. And it's in the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. He gives us the answers. What a great, loving, and merciful Elohim that he is. Hallelujah. Look what Yah said. Because his words are so great. His words are so powerful, a fool shall not err therein. All you have to do is trust him because he don't make no mistakes. Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, look what Yahweh said in the 10th verse. And it's so wonderful. He said, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of Yahweh the Elohim to keep his commandments and his statutes which are written in this book of the law, and if thou turn unto Yahweh the Elohim with all thine heart and with all thine soul, for this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden, neither is it far off. Now check this out. He said, it is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and prepare a place for us in heaven and bring it unto us, where his house has many mansions, as they told us in the New Testament. He going to go up there for us, and he going to prepare a place for us in this house of many mansions, thinking you going to go to heaven. And he telling you here, right here, it's not there. Hello? Anybody home? It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us that we may hear it and do it? Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us that we may hear it and do it? Because we ain't got it with us. You know, we got to wait on somebody to do. We get this word done. And thank goodness JC came down on earth from heaven to show us how to do right. And when you read about him, you find out that he blasphemed the Almighty's laws, said that he don't have to keep no Sabbath. He could pick corn if he want to in Matthew's 12th chapter. He's the master of the Sabbath. And some of you all, you love your Yahshua. You love your JC, your Emmanuel, whoever you call him. You try to apply him to Emmanuel, but he was never called Emmanuel, nowhere in the New Testament. But the word is very nigh unto thee. That means it's very near. And here it is. This is how near it is. He said, it is in your mouth and in your heart that thou mayest do it. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love Yahweh the Elohim, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and Yahweh shall bless you in the land where you go to possess it. And my people, that's why we ain't in the land. But if your heart turn away so that thou were not here, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and you shall not prolong your days upon the land, whether thou goest over Jordan to go to possess it. Now check this out, y'all. He said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. Now, you can think that the heavens and the earth and the seas and the moon and the sun and the stars and the trees don't have no life. But you would be lying to yourself, because they living. They got their own kind of eyes. They got their own kind of hands. They have their own kind of life. But you can clearly see they can record, because Yahweh called them to be. And even they, according to the book of Psalms, the book of prayers, they were told to praise Yah, sun, moon, stars. The trees are going to clap their hands, according to Isaiah, the 14th chapter, when the tree cutter's gone, when the heathen is gone. He said, I record this day against you that you will surely perish, and you will not prolong your days upon the land, whether you go over Jordan to go to possess it. Then he said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. He's talking to me, you, and all of us, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. He giving us the answer. He said, I'm giving you life or death. Choose life. That's the answer. Choose obedience. Don't lean to your own understanding. He said that thou mayest love Yahweh Elohim, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the very length of how many days you live, that thou mayest dwell in the land which Yah swear unto your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. Hallelujah. Let's go to Numbers chapter 14. This is what happened when our fathers had came back with an evil report, when Yahweh sent all the leaders of the tribes of Israel to spy out the land. They brought back a very evil report. And what was the evil report? It says in the 28th verse of Numbers 13, here's the report they brought back. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once, possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Because when you got some courage and faith in Yahweh, that's the way your spirit is. You don't care nothing about no enemy that Yahweh told you, if you obey him, that I'm going to give you the victory. What you fear? No need to fear man whose breath is in his nostrils, who Yahweh can snatch out in a minute. But the men that went up with him in the 31st verse of Numbers, the 13th chapter, said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched out unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it, it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. They were real big and tall. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our sight as grasshoppers. So we were in their sight. So in Numbers, the 14th chapter, the first verse, this is what it says. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, all the congregation. And the people wept that night. Do you see what? And you got to understand, to break this down, you had the women crying, the children crying because of what they heard from a man's voice who Yah sent there to watch and look and see and bring back a report, a great report of how good the fruit and vegetation is in that land and how it floweth truly with milk and honey. But instead of them bringing just that back, and being positive because they trust in Yahweh, and that don't even mean nothing. And if they said they were tall, we say, well, guess what? We got Yah. We don't even give a flip about no height. No, they didn't do that. That's all they were concentrating on, evidently. The outer appearance. And that's what Yahweh said about us. He said, man judged the outer appearance, but Yah look at the heart. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried and wept, cried, women and children. But not just women and children, my people. We're talking about big, strong, husky men crying like a sissy all night long, our forefathers. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would Elohim, I wish we had a died in the land of Egypt. Or would Elohim, I wish we had a died in this wilderness. And wherefore has Yahweh brought us into this land? to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey. Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make a captain, and let us return into Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces, because they knew that Yahweh was going to kill them for acting a fool like this. All-powerful, all-seeing, all-knowing, the Almighty, they got the Most High who killed and make alive. And you mean to tell me they still feared man? Just like I'm asking you a question, my people, for you who only don't serve just Yahweh alone, but you serve, you say you're serving Yahweh and his son, Yahshua, or JC, or J-E-S-U-S. Y'all said there's no Elohim beside him. There's no Elohim over him, under him, on his left or his right hand. So why would you fear a man? Why would you put a creature beside the Creator? Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Joshua said, the son of Nun, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. They tore their clothes in sadness. And they spoke unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to search it, it is an excellent, good land. If Yahweh delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not you against Yahweh, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are like bread for us. Their defenses departed from them. They don't have no protection. If Yah, as he said, if Yah don't watch the house, the watchman watcheth it in vain. Do you understand? If the Most High ain't protecting any situation, anybody, you got a watchman there in vain, because if Yah ain't watching it, it ain't got no protection. If Yah ain't with it, it's not going to be saved. Then it says, and Yahweh is with us. Fear them not, but all the congregation, in Numbers 14, verse 10, all the congregation bade and said to stone them with stones. And the glory of Yahweh appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before the children of Israel. And Yahweh said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it before they believe me for all the signs which I have showed among them? He said, I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of thee, Moses, a greater nation and mightier than they. And of course you know Moses. Moses loved us. Moses stood in the gap for us. According to Exodus, the 32nd chapter, Moses was willing to die for us. He said, blot me out of the book, I pray thee. And our people today, instead of fearing Yahweh, they would rather fear the gods of their own oppressor. What a shame. Yahweh wants us to fear him and keep his commandment. That's what he wants us to do. Because the fear of man truly bringeth the snare. Now, in about 11 minutes, we're going to be opening our phone lines up. All you got to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. And by the way, my people, we're going to be having a special announcement before this broadcast ends, so you don't want to miss it. We're going to be having a special announcement that you definitely want to hear about. That's all I got to say about it. But you got to stay tuned. All you have to do, call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. We're going to put you on the air. Let's go to the book of 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter. Speaking of the fear of man, it has always been the biggest problem that we have. Even unto this day, fearing man has caused us to be in the conditions we're in today. Look in the words of the true and living Elohim. In 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, when Yahweh commanded Samuel to kill all the Amalekites, you got to see what Saul had to tell Samuel. As Samuel the prophet, when he heard the bleating of the cows and the cattle in his ears, and he knew that Yah said, don't you leave nothing alive, don't leave nothing breathing. But he brought back sacrifices. And this is what it said. It says in verse 18, I'll start at the 17th verse. It says, as Samuel said, when thou was little in thine own sight, speaking to Saul, the king, was thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And Yahweh anointed thee king over Israel. And Yahweh sent thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Because Yahweh hated them. They didn't even help us when we come out of Egypt. And what makes it so killing about it, we ain't no different today. Instead of us loving each other, coming together as a nation like we're supposed to, and keeping the commandments of Yahweh, and fearing him and worshiping him only, we would rather entertain the religion and the gods of our own oppressors, of the people who hung and lynched our ancestors. They taught us the New Testament. They taught us also, these Arabs taught us the Quran. Because guess what? We're not Arabs. And we didn't worship A-L-L-A-H. It was no we that we were worshiping, like it says in the Quran. It was Yahweh alone, period. Because beside him, there's none else. And he's so jealous, he will never give his glory to another. And don't you know, we only have but one Father? And don't you know, Shema Israel, Yah Eloheinu, Yah Ikah. That's Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, the 4th verse. The Creator said, hear, O Israel, Yahweh, your Elohim, is one Yah. Just one. Not two. Not the Trinity. But one. And this, as a result, when Saul didn't destroy the people and all the cattle, Samuel rebuked them by the word of Yahweh in the 19th verse, and he asked them, he said, why then, or wherefore didst thou not obey the voice of Yahweh, but didst fly upon the spoil and didst evil in the sight of Yahweh? And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of Yahweh, and have gone the way which Yahweh sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have utterly been destroyed, to sacrifice unto Yahweh the Elohim and Gilgal. And Samuel said, as Yahweh has great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of Yahweh, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Oh my goodness. Because thou hast rejected the word of Yahweh, he has also rejected thee from being king. And Saul said, now you got to hear this, 24 of 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned. I have transgressed the commandment of Yahweh and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. See, that way went wrong. He put the people over Yahweh. He listening to the people. Yahweh didn't put no leaders of his, no prophet, no servants of his, to be somebody who was on the tip to just listen to the people. Whatever the people want, that's what we're going to do for them. Don't you know, my people, that's what you have in America. That's what the politicians say, whatever the people want. So they let them vote for them. We don't have a voting system. We that of the house of Israel that know Yahweh and keep his commandments, we don't vote at all. We don't vote no man to put over us. Our king and chief, he don't have to be elected because he reigns forever. He don't have a 4-year term, 400-year term, 4,000 million-year term. He reign forever. And his name is King Yahweh. And the king is a man. According to Deuteronomy, the 17th chapter, and our laws let you know that the king that you will choose has to be chosen by him. Hallelujah. So ain't no way you can make a mistake and choose the wrong person because you went through voting. And he told you if you were going to choose a king, he had to be the one he chose in your land. And America ain't it. And that's what Saul did. Saul feared the people. He admitted it. And he knew he sinned. He knew he transgressed the commandment and obeyed their voice like a politician do. In 2 minutes, we're going to open our phone lines up. All you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. We'd love to hear from you. Furthermore, it's so important that we understand the words of our true and living Elohim. And I said true and living. Go to Joshua, the first chapter. Go to the book of Joshua, the first chapter. See what, furthermore, what thus said Yahweh. And remember, we're going to have a special announcement later on in our program. Before we end this broadcast, we got a special announcement coming. So you definitely want to hear about it. It's great news. Joshua, the first chapter. Look what it says in the words of the true and living Elohim. This is what Yahweh told Joshua in verse 6. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto your fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, not some of the laws, but all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. See, these are the keys of life. These are the keys of life. Hallelujah. And we have a call because we open our phone lines up. Area code 803. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, Moray.
Hey, shalom, my brother Glenn. How you doing?
I'm well. I'm well. I just want to say glory be
praise
to the mighty Yahweh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You have touched on something very awesome today. I just want to say the glory belongs to Yahweh. And I just, you know, I'm so happy, you know what I mean, for you to be, you know, teaching on this, because We need this so badly.
Praise
and I just
want to
thank Yah for you. Praise the mighty Yahweh for our Israelite family. And hope everybody can hear this because this is a powerful message. We need Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It ain't nothing but love for you, beloved brother, and your lovely family. And I say hallelujah and give that praise to the Most High because it truly is a sad thing that most of us have feared man and not feared the one who made man. So that's what we're talking about today, and I praise Yahweh for your words. I love you, brother. Stay strong.
Love you too, my boy.
Hallelujah.
Praise Yah. Hallelujah.
Praise ye Yahweh. And, of course, all you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. Because I've had questions posed to me, various questions this week, whole lot of them. You have people that's learning today. They learned yesterday on the Sabbath. Because yesterday was the Sabbath of Yahweh, not today. This is the first day of the week. This ain't the seventh day. He didn't bless and sanctify Sunday. But he blessed and sanctified the seventh day, which was yesterday. And I had people asking me and learn that the Sabbath don't even begin in the evening of the F.R.I. day. They thought the Jewish man was right because a lot of them had been believing in what some man told them. And they thought that this the Jewish way is the way that a black Israelite should go. No, we're true Israel. Y'all said in Psalms, the 147th chapter, the 19th and 20th verse, that he showeth his word unto Jacob. And his statutes and judgments unto Israel. He said he has not dealt so with any other nation. And as far as his judgments, they ain't known them. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. And I'm glad that he gave them to us. Aren't you? Aren't you glad that he gave us his laws, his commandments, and his statutes? And he gave us to be the light unto the world? That's right. Don't you know we're supposed to be the light? But if we want to be like the Gentiles, and I don't think you want to be my people. Matter of fact, I know you don't want to keep believing that you are a Gentile because, first of all, there's no such thing as a black Gentile. All Gentiles are European Caucasians according to the book of Genesis, the 10th chapter. Joshua, the first chapter, and I'm going to pick back up at the 8th verse. And as I said, if you have a question or comment, just call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1, and we're going to put you on the air. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Ain't that something? You notice he didn't say from evening to evening. But he said you shall meditate day and night that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. If you can tell me that there's any other time except for the two times, day and night, call me right now at area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We're going to put your question or comment on the air. Because day, night, summer, winter, seed time, harvest, cold and heat should never cease as long as the earth remaineth. According to Genesis, the 8th chapter, the 22nd verse, the Creator lets us know this. If there's any other two occasions, day and night, that ain't one occasion. Just ask Babyface. You know, when he sung the song, I only think of you. See, I'm hoarse now, so I can't sing it. But I can tell you what he said. I only think of you on two occasions, that day and night. Do you understand? Again, the 8th verse. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. Have not I commanded thee to be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. That means don't be confused. For Yahweh, thy Elohim, is with thee whithersoever you goest. Hallelujah. So Yahweh said he's going to be with us when we be with him. That's the key. He's going to be with us when we be with him. And we're talking about people, as I said. We're talking about the fear of man. And our ancient forefathers who were righteous and foremothers, oh, they feared Yahweh. They was just like Proverbs, the 28th chapter, the first verse says, the wicked fleeth when no man pursueth, but the righteous are truly as bold as a lion. Now, I'm going to show you some boldness. I'm going to show you some boldness. Don't you know? First of all, I'm going to show you how bold a heathen was to open his mouth to lie in Daniel, the 7th chapter, as Yah prophesied in Daniel, the 7th chapter. Look what Yahweh said that your enemies would do in Daniel chapter 12, starting at the 23rd verse. You got to see this. This is a great prophecy that has come to pass, but it's not fulfilled completely, but it is come to pass, and you're going to know it as soon as you hear, if you understand. Daniel 7, verse 23, it says, thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down, and break it in pieces. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise. And another shall rise after them. And he shall be diverse from the first. He's going to be different from the first. And the first, and he shall subdue three kings. And he, who shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. That's Yahweh. He the Most High. Alone. No one else beside him. Then it says, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and time and a dividing of times. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. Now here's the conclusion, the 27th verse. And the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Hallelujah. Praise ye Yahweh. That's the conclusion of the whole matter, that they're going to obey the saints through the power of Yahweh. Don't you know, my people? He said, you're going to be a light to the Gentiles, not a follower of their gods. But in the meantime, we're going to go straight to area code 513. Area code 513, shalom, shalom, you're on the air. Area code 513.
Shalom, shalom, my brother.
Shalom, shalom, my brother Elder. Laya, how you doing?
Oh, wonderful, Morael Kanai. Let me help you out since you hoarse a little bit. on baby face, you were going to say, I only think of you on two occasions, that's day and night.
That's
okay,
it.
Brother.
That's it, bro.
But otherwise, I love this. Hallelujah. I love this smorgasbord that y'all got you laying out. I tell you, brother came on and said, we need teaching like this. And last week you did the family. I mean, whatever y'all put out, it's going to be a gourmet, you know. And
yes,
I give praise to y'all for what you're doing. And I'm so happy that we at 1664 that had some sense didn't cut it loose with great Moray Alicia, constructed by way of Yahweh's auspices. Yahweh helped him build the house, I'm glad to know that you're still there so we can all attend, brother. So
hallelujah.
Everything you're saying is right. I'm just going to sit here and continue to be delighted that the Most High Yah is showing up and showing out, as my sister Hadia says so far.
Praise.
Brother,
appreciate you, brother.
Blessing to you and your queen, and y'all bless you to live forever. And, thank
hallelujah.
You for the smorgasbord, my brother. And carry
hallelujah.
On. Hallelujah.
All right. Praise
hallelujah.
Yahweh. I love you. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Love
you. Never love for you. You know that.
Yes,
shalom,
sir.
Shalom.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Shalom, shalom.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. All right, we're going to go to area code 404, and then we're going to 616. Shalom, shalom, area code 404. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, all right. How are you? This is your queen,
shalom,
Yahweh.
Shalom, my queen, Yanis, my wife.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm wonderful. I just wanted to say that this is a dynamic program. Excuse me. As usual, I think both of us are getting old, but anyway.
I see that. I see. I just talked to you and you wasn't a horse, but I guess that go to show you it's in the air. But praise Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Praise Yahweh for the dynamic word that's going forth. And I just believe that in these days that we're living in, the Most High wants this word to go out and also wants us to do as he told us to do, and that is gather ourselves together before
that's
the decree comes forth, because that decree is going to come, and
that's
we
right.
have to get out together and do what our God told us to do, and that is to gather ourselves together. And I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I just want to say that I'm listening, and it is wonderful, a wonderful program, and praise the mighty God for his news.
Well, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh for his word, and praise the mighty Yahweh for you, that he gave me you as a queen, and I love you very much. And may Yahweh bless you and all of us to live forever, that fear him, keep his commandments.
Hallelujah.
Praise Yahweh for your words. Take care, my love. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. Area code 616. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, all right. This is Ben Yaman Enoch Israel from Cincinnati.
Shalom, shalom, beloved brother. How you doing?
I'm good, I'm good. Praise Yah and bless you. May he keep you. You're doing a great job, excellent job. I just wanted to share relevant to what we're talking about today. Somebody was saying they want to start, learning some scripture, memorizing. They said, what should they, what was my advice to them, what they should try and memorize? And I told them Ecclesiastes 12 and 13, which is the whole conclusion of the matter, which is, fear Elohim and keep his commandments.
Yes.
The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And once you get that fear, you'll be a little bit more diligent in keeping those laws. And that's the whole conclusion of the matter. And
praise the body, y'all. You gave the right script. That's the bottom line. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments. That's the whole duty of man. That's what he created us for, because without doing the law, we're just taking up space. So you are absolutely right, brother, and may the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you and your family.
Yeah.
All right, praise. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. That was absolutely wonderful. What a blessing. Praise ye Yahweh. We still have 15 minutes left. If you'd like to make a comment or ask her a question, all you have to do is call area code 323
443-7418. Hit the number one. We're going to put you on the air in the few minutes that we have left. But in the meantime, my people, it's so important that we understand that when I read the book of Daniel, the seventh chapter, that Yahweh has already given us the conclusion of the whole matter. So we didn't know Yahweh. We don't fear man. Yahweh told us that in the future, it's going, the whole kingdom, the greatness of the kingdom and dominion is going to be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. So that's why the righteous, they don't fear man because they fear Yahweh. He said, let him be your dread and let him be your fear. Because Amos, I want you to show you something real quick. You go to Amos and see what I mean about your Elohim. And it's recorded in Amos, the third chapter, so that you can understand what this is really all about. Amos, the third chapter, the sixth verse. Remember, I showed you Isaiah, the 45th chapter, the 7th verse, where y'all said, I make darkness and I create light. I make good and I create evil. I do all these things. These are the powers of Yahweh. So why would you fear man? Why would you only be worshiping some man or some god of a man rather than the creator of man? Makes no sense. Amos 3, 6th verse. Shall a trumpet be blown in the city, and the people shall not be afraid? Shall there be evil in a city, and Yahweh has not done it? Hallelujah. The evil, the good, the bad. Don't you know, my people, this is the works of the Most High. He allows the evil to happen. He do it. The calamity. He do it. This is his world. Don't you know? This is his world. So, my people, we must understand the Most High is in full charge. No one else. And if we're talking about someone to look up to and respect and love, don't you know, according to the book of Exodus, the 32nd chapter, there will never, there'll never be a prophet like unto Moses. Because even though I went to Numbers 14 earlier, Moses pled for us again. He begged the Creator, don't kill them. I know they brought back an evil report. I know that they have said that it's all about their wife and their children. They say that with their mouth. And that's why the Most High said in Numbers 14, he let them know that their wives and children are going to go in the land, but the men, 20 years old and upward, he said, they ain't going to see it. And he killed them. They didn't see it. They didn't make it over. No, they didn't. So they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. And Yahweh made sure he had consumed all the men that had cried and supported all that garbage that they were bringing. And evidently, none of them repented. Evidently, their heart was hardened. And that, because that really hurt the Most High. Do you understand? Our people were so wicked at this time. They even tested Yahweh and said, I wonder, can he make me a table in the wilderness? Like they were testing him and tempting the Creator. Because we can do some crazy stuff. And what did Moses do? After we said that and our father said what they said, Moses got on his knees and started praying, according to Numbers, the 14th chapter, in the 15th verse. Moses said, now, if thou shalt kill all this people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of thee will speak, saying, because Yah was not able to bring this people into the land which he sware unto them, therefore he has slain them in the wilderness. And now I beseech thee, let the power of my Yahweh be great, according as thou hast spoken, saying, Yahweh is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech thee. So in other words, here Moses was begging for Yah again to spare our lives. What a brother. What a man. And then, like I said, Exodus 32, he told him, kill me, Yahweh. Block me out. I pray thee. Isn't that something? But I got to show you this, because it can never be too often emphasized. In Matthew's, the 26th chapter, that's right, the New Testament, before we end this program, and as I mentioned, we got a special announcement before this broadcast ends. You got to hear about it. Matthew's, the 26th chapter. Look in the New Testament, because some of our people, this is where they be. This is where most of our people are today. They in this New Testament, fearing the preacher, lying to them, telling them that this is who they need to be serving, because he died for you and me. And this is the person that our people have worshipped and forsaken the Creator for. Not like Moses. Moses said, kill me. Kill me, y'all. Don't kill the people. But look what your boy said in Matthew's, the 26th chapter, in the 36th verse. Then cometh Christ unto them into a place called Gethsemane, and said unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. Took him Peter and two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thy will. So in other words, when he said, let the cup pass from me, he's talking about the cup of death. He didn't want to drink it. He didn't want to experience death. He clearly let you know he didn't. His heart wasn't even with this. And didn't Yahweh said he's going to judge the heart? And you got people who make excuses for this. And you know what they say? They say, look, that's when Christ came like a man. And flesh and blood. That's that flesh and blood talking. Well, I recall that we read in Jeremiah the 17th chapter that Yahweh said, cursed be the man that trust in man and make it flesh his arm and whose heart departed from Yahweh. And those of you all who have put your confidence in Yahshua Christ, Yahushua, call him what you want, because you think he died for your sins. Yahweh is condemning you right now. You must understand it. This is the flesh talking. 40th verse. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and said unto Peter, what, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And he went away again the second time and prayed, saying, oh, my Father. That's why Yahweh told you, why would you trust in flesh? Why would you make flesh your protection? You're being condemned right now if you do. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. So, and he came and found them asleep again, and their eyes was very heavy. They were sleeping. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. This story of Paiso and Marcion has cursed our people for many years. Did you hear me? The story of Paiso and Marcion. Look them up. M-A-R-C-I-O-N. Look up P-I-S-O family. You'll find that these were the two people and their families, one of them, that canonized the New Testament and made up all the characters of the New Testament of the Bible. But that's enough of that garbage. Right now, I have to make the special announcement. My people, there's going to be a special program coming on Blog Talk Radio on the third month, next month, the second of the third month, 2014, at 5:30 to 6 p.m. That's right, on Sunday, right? 5:30 after this program, this program comes on and it ends at 5, and this program, the new program, comes on the third month, next month, the second day, at 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m., and it's a dynamic program. It's called Open Up Your Vision with Yanis Yisrael. Hallelujah. That's my queen. And I'm going to tell y'all, this is a program my queen is dedicating to all the sisters, all of the queens, and the beautiful daughters of Zion. Oh, it's power-packed. It's full of goodness and great subjects and guests. And here's the number. You want to write this number down. Area code 347. Get your pen. Get your ink pen, pencil. Area code 347-826-7630. This is the number you'll call in to listen to the program. Again, area code 347-826-7630. That's right. Open Up Your Vision with Yanis Yisrael. What a great program to give, to dedicate to the sisters of Israel. We love you, sisters. And I praise Yahweh. Okay. And I praise Yahweh for this broadcast. Because my people, Yahweh is calling us to be one nation again. And he definitely didn't ever want us to fear man. Because cursed be the man that trusts in man, make it flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from the mighty Yahweh. So, on behalf of the entire house of Israel of Atlanta, because we have just ran of all time, may Yahweh bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And according to Isaiah, the 40th chapter, 8th verse, the grass withered, the flower faded, but the words of Elohim shall stand forever. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Hallelujah.